Now, the rest of the story. The vessel should never have entered those waters at that time of year, never. But it was a hired ship, and the passengers had insisted, so there they were. Originally, there were to have been two ships, but the first had failed to pass safety inspection, and so all who were booked on the trip had to be crowded into one ship. There were a few days of fair weather. After that, none. Captain Jones had braced himself for the storms. He had sailed through his share. Less prepared were the passengers, most of whom became seasick after the first rolls and tosses. The crew was mildly sympathetic, with one exception. A vigorous, brash young man for whom the spreading of misery became a personal mission. It may have begun as a macho thing, a constant reminding that he was too much of a man for seasickness, but it grew into a sadistic game. The more ill the passengers became, the more cruelly the young seafarer behaved. The men passengers admonished him at least to watch his language around the women and children. Gleefully, he refused, was thereafter increasingly profane. And gradually, the voyage evolved into a disaster. There was no heat aboard ship. The dampness and the cold penetrated every crevice. Neither was there artificial light below decks nor ventilation, and any attempt to attain either by opening a hatch was usually met with a rush of frigid seawater. And plumbing? Oh, no. No, there was no plumbing. And thus did the passengers almost suffocate in the stench of their own vomit and waste, and for weeks on end. And yet the least tolerable aspect of that ill-advised voyage was the constant stream of vitriol from that one vindictive seaman, and each day the abuse grew worse. With astonishing vigor, the villain told the passengers that they were all going to die. They were all too weak to take it, he kept saying. It would be his pleasure, he said, to rob their corpses before he buried them at sea. Fish bait, he called them. Day and night, the taunting continued. Half dead and desperate, some of the passengers complained to Captain Jones, but Jones declared that he had his hands full keeping the ship afloat. And so, the snarling, sneering, mocking laughter of that one belligerent crew member became louder than ever. And that is when those of the passengers with the strength left to pray began to pray. History has long since forgotten the name of that sadistic seafarer. But it does record that his prediction could not have been further from the truth. Every one of the tormented passengers, after 67 horrific days at sea, survived. Every one aboard lived through the incredible voyage. Every one but one. That one haunting, taunting crew member who had tried in vain utterly to demoralize the others. He, it was recalled, fell mysteriously ill in mid-journey and died in lingering agony. None of the crew ever again breathed an unkind word to the passengers. And thereafter it was whispered among the latter, among the American Pilgrim Fathers, that surely God himself was along for the ride on the Mayflower. And now you know the rest of the story.